Liam, first home win of the season, that must feel special.
Is it the first home win of the season?
I think it is, yes.
Okay, yeah, it is. It's been a sort of a long time coming. I think we set up to go and attack from the off, and I thought over the balance of play, thoroughly deserved the 3 points. And, you know, it's nice to get some goals and to try and get that feel-good factor back. So it's been tough. The last, you know, couple of months have been tough.
We talked before the game about the coin toss and making sure that you were playing with the win. You got that, although I don't think Lowestoft can use that as an excuse today.
No, I think I always sort of says to my staff at, just before the kickoff when we won the toss, I says, you know what, today might be our day, because the luck we've had with whether it's been injuries or just missed chances and things going against us has been sort of happening week in, week out. But today, won the coin toss, took a deserved lead. And we always knew at half time we've got a lot of pace on the bench, a lot of pace out on the field, and we'll always be able to counter attack. And we looked to try and get our fullbacks pushed on as high as possible to catch them out at times. And it's sometimes to stick to a game plan is difficult when you're not confident or you've been playing and not playing too well. But the lads stuck to it today, and as soon as it went to two and then we went and got the third, it was disappointing with the goal. But to be fair, I thought for them, the lad that scored, it was their best player as well. He was a thorn in our side most of the afternoon whenever he had the ball. So, but no, I was pleased with it, and the lads are really delighted as well.
You say about the timing of the second, because their goalkeeper, the substitute goalkeeper, made a good couple of saves actually to deny you, but you did feel at 1-0 you needed that extra one just to ease the nerves.
No, I think we did. I think as everyone in the ground that's here to support Rushall felt that as well. And sometimes it passes over onto the pitch and we're missing a few chances. But, you know, Danny Waldron's got 7 this season and it's hit his shin and bobbled in off the post, you know. And then the next one, Ben Lund's worked so hard throughout the afternoon. He ends up tapping one in on the line. So it's, you know, our look hopefully now has changed and we can go into Tuesday. You know, knowing that another win Tuesday is going to close that gap between sort of the playoffs and we can go and try and get in the mix with everything.
We talked before the game, didn't we, about that luck, because I mentioned about Richard Brody getting that hamstring injury and you just needed that. And you've mentioned those goals there. I mean, that they came from a lot of hard work there. The crosses that were put in for the goals led to those situations.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's only been a couple of occasions this season, this being one. St Neots away being the other, where we've outworked. I thought midfield runners, Tyler, defensively worked really hard, forwards ran all day, and it's something that we haven't got. And I said to them at the end, the way you're feeling now, you have to feel in every game. And then, you know, we walk off the pitch and I see my captain, vice captain, not playing, my Brody watching, Josh Hawker, you know, in up there with them as well, and they're 4 massive players, you know, 4 players that are as good as what you get in this league. So if we can win without them, when they come back, you know, and they'll be coming back into hopefully a confident group, it'll be, you know, our fortunes will turn.
Just a word, because it has been the national non-league day. I'm told that the gate is increased by about 100, something like that, which is nice. And the fact that they've seen a win and some good football here today, you want them to come back again.
Yeah, definitely. Look, we know we're not the you know, we're not the main club sort of in Warsaw, but it's we've sort of put it out there this week to try and get as many in as we can to help us, because at times, you know, we're just like any other club. Sometimes you need a 12th man. Sometimes you need a few more bodies in the ground to support, which can really egg the lads on. And I think they did that today. It was a good atmosphere considering the wind and the conditions. I thought it was good from the crowd. And to be fair, our players adapted to it well and deserved it. And I said to them, go and enjoy this. I'm not going to critique anything today. I'm just going to say, go and get showered, get the music on and get in the bar.